From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. German police and anti-capitalist demonstrators clashed on Thursday in Hamburg during a march protesting the upcoming G20 summit. Thousands of people are taking part in protests against the G20, which will be held Friday and Saturday. As U.S. President Donald Trump met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Thursday afternoon, thousands of protesters had gathered in the historic Hamburg fish market and confronted police, some tossing bottles. Police responded with water cannons, pepper spray, and batons. Meanwhile, President Trump labeled North Korea's behavior a threat and promised, quote, "We will confront it very strongly." North Korea carried out a test launch on Tuesday of its first intercontinental ballistic missile, complete with a re-entry vehicle that would allow it to be equipped with a nuclear warhead. U.S. military officials estimated the missile had a range of 5,500 kilometers, potentially putting parts of the northwestern United States within Pyongyang's reach. Speaking at a news conference with Polish President Andrzej Duda Thursday in Warsaw, Trump warned North Korea he is considering, quote, some pretty severe things. The international community is watching in eager anticipation as Trump, 5 months into his presidency, holds his first meeting with the man seen as his rival for the title of most powerful leader on the planet, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their bilateral discussion late Friday overshadowing the two-day gathering in Germany with heads of state of the world's 20 strongest economies. This is VOA. As Senate Republicans struggle to finalize a health care reform bill, most are not holding the types of freewheeling town hall encounters with constituents that could draw protests over their plan to dismantle major portions of former President Barack Obama's signature health care law. During the current week-long congressional recess, the Senate's 52 Republicans have held or scheduled 7 town hall meetings, compared with 30 by Democrats, according to townhallproject.com, which tracks and publicizes events where Americans can speak directly with their elected representatives. 18 states and the District of Columbia are suing the U.S. Department of Education and Secretary Betsy DeVos over a recent decision to delay protections for student loan borrowers attending for-profit colleges. In a filing Thursday in Massachusetts, the District of Columbia and 17 other states claimed the Department of Education broke federal law in announcing the delay without public comment. The rule was designed to protect student loan borrowers from for-profit schools engaging in misleading and predatory practices by creating a process to discharge their loans in cases of institutional misconduct and school closings. Amnesty International says presidential polls in Rwanda next month will be under a climate of fear as the longtime leader seeks a third term. The group says in a new report that the election, scheduled for August 4th, follows 2 decades of restrictions on political opponents, journalists, and rights activists who have been jailed, killed, or forced to flee. Rwandan President Paul Kagame has been his country's de facto leader or president since his rebel group ended the 1994 genocide. Although Kagame is credited with leading the country to impressive economic growth, critics say he is intolerant of legitimate opposition. Bill Cosby, the comedian, will be retried in November on charges he drugged and molested a woman more than a decade ago after a Pennsylvania jury deadlocked on the question after deliberating over 6 days. Cosby, who turns 80 in July, was ordered Thursday to be ready for trial on November 6th. He's accused of giving a woman he met 3 pills that knocked her out before sexually assaulting her at his home near Philadelphia. Cosby didn't testify at the trial, but in a deposition in the woman's civil suit, called the encounter consensual. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.